With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending the U.S. economy. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump unexpectedly summoned reporters to the Oval Office Thursday to present them with charts that he says show that the U.S. economy is solid following a jobs report last week that raised red flags and led to the Republican firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Joining Mr. Trump to talk about the economy was Stephen Moore, a senior visiting fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, and the co-author of the 2018 book, Trumponomics. Moore sought to elevate Mr. Trump's performance as president and diminish the economic track record of former President Joe Biden. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And the president has nominated a top economic advisor to the Fed's Board of Governors for 4 months, temporarily filling a vacancy. President tapping Stephen Moran, the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, to fill a seat vacated by Governor Adriana Kugler. FBI is reportedly ready to help Texas track down Democrat lawmakers who left the state to prevent state GOP efforts to redraw congressional districts.
That's according to Republican Senator John Cornyn. He says, quote, Director Kash Patel has approved my request for the FBI to assist state and local law enforcement in locating runaway Texas House Democrats. His statement continued, quote, we cannot allow these rogue legislators to avoid their constitutional responsibilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to arrest any Democrats that participate in the effort.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. She will be making history this weekend in Atlanta when the Braves play Miami. Jen Powell will become the first woman to ever umpire a game in 150 years of Major League Baseball. She has, by the way, worked 1,200 minor league games. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, when Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Group of performers traveling all across America singing church songs, first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that is rooted in West Africa. Singers now all in their 70s and 80s and learned the songs from their parents and grandparents. This is SRN News. Helicopter crash in St. Charles County, Missouri, has killed two people on the Mississippi River. Adam Briggs was nearby and witnessed that incident.
The helicopter was just working on these power lines. It hit the power line, blew up. There was a pilot. There was a worker. The helicopter blew up and fell and crashed to that barge, and it's exploding right now. It's exploding right now. Just call 911.
A judge stopping a government contractor in five states from sending hazardous waste to a Michigan landfill. That decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about possible environmental damage. Judge Kevin Cox says the risk is compelling and outweighs any financial harm to Wayne Disposal. More details at srnnews.com.